Hello there, Ron.
To the stage.
What's up?
I'm all right.
I got to bring something up.
Oh, no. Okay, no, I got to leave. I got
a
job.
We've had some great times here in Cincinnati.
Yes.
We've had 54 shows here.
Yes.
You just recently saw all 54 shows.
I did. Okay. Because,
because
we were in Baltimore, Maryland.
Yep.
And we did a show at Meriwether Post where we hadn't played in 19 years.
Yeah.
That was fun, but the day before that show, I went to the command center for the James Webb Telescope. And I got to see out into the universe.
Right.
And you know, sound waves keep traveling. They just keep going. Did you know that?
Yeah, no, they don't.
Once it leaves the earth, you know, your songs,
just keep
you know,
going.
And they keep going. And as I was traveling out into the universe, I looked over and I went, there's all 54 of those shows I played in Cincinnati. I caught up with them.
Yeah, you saw them out there.
I saw them. I saw all 54.
Did we look okay?
A couple of them, I looked a little shaky.
Why is that? Where did we used to go? Let's go back in memory lane.
After 54 shows in Cincinnati, you know.
All right. I'm not listening. My hearing's bad.
There used to be some establishments across the river in Kentucky.
That's right. Okay, across the river. That Kentucky.
Yeah.
Woo, man, they get wild over
there.
They do. That's why there's a river there.
Covington, Kentucky. I remember Crockett's. That's where
Crockett's.
Our old friend Danny Morgan.
Danny Morgan used to play there, but then we went to some other places.
Yeah, there was a lot of
Mount Adams.
Up
there,
that was good.
Then, and there was a Moscow, Ohio.
Well, that's after the lingerie shows.
Oh, the lingerie show was
that.
Jeff Ruby. What was the name of the place?
I know.
The Waterfront.
The Waterfront.
Yeah. Patrick Dempsey was the manager.
Yeah, he used to go.
Wow.
That was when the Neville Brothers would open for you, and the Neville Brothers actually played before the lingerie show.
That's right.
And I
didn't remember that.
And you know what else? I'm going to bring up one that you didn't know, because we were staying, I don't know what hotel we're staying in downtown then.
The Cincinnatian.
Art Neville came over, and he liked my room because they were staying in a dump hotel. And he said to me, man, I'm in a room and no bird would even fly by my window. And that's where I wrote the song with Art Neville.
Oh.
In the Cincinnatian Hotel, we wrote that song.
All right.
We were there for about
a week. I saw Art Neville out there in space, too.
I bet you did.
He's out there running around.
I miss Art Neville.
Yeah, I miss him, too.
Yeah.
So, no, but that was right.
Cool.
And then we did, what was Caddies?
Yeah, that was after a show here.
Explain that to the viewers out there.
Yeah, go ahead.
It used to be an old dive bar, and Mr. Buffett approached Mike Smith from the Cincinnati.
Yes, I did. I wanted to play a dive.
I wanted to play a dive after your show.
After the show, we went and played another show.
So that was at midnight
that
started. And I think we left about 4 a.m.
What kind of shape were we in when we got there?
Not really sure.
Yeah.
But I think that's when you were driving the National Guard Hummer.
Oh, that's right.
That's the bulletproof Hummer.
From your friend.
Tom O'Gara.
O'Gara's bulletproof cars.
Yeah.
We were bulletproof ourselves.
Yes, we were.
And you know why we
did
it?
Shoot on through.
Because I asked Mike to find me a place, because that was when jumping in the mosh pit was just going on, and I wanted to jump in a mosh pit.
You sure did.
And I did it.
You did it.
Yeah.
And I landed on Charleston, or else he caught me.
And then he gets on stage and sings
And
My
he
Girl.
Sang My Girl and left me in the mosh pit.
That was a fun
We've
night.
Had some good times
time.
Here.
Oh, man.
Oh,
you know,
yeah.
A week in Cincinnati, you can get into a lot of trouble here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
How about some viewer mail?
Okay.
All right. Look, I brought my glasses so I can read the viewer mail.
Well, all right. Daisy from Covington.
Talking about that. Daisy?
Bing and Bong, do you remember the Jell-O wrestling event you had backstage in the 90s?
How could we ever forget that?
Claudio.
How did we not?
I had a referee.
You were the referee.
You were the MC.
I kind of got in the match.
Right. It was Claudia and Bree.
Claudia and Bree.
Yeah. That's right.
They were trying to figure out what color was the Jell-O.
Red.
Oh, there you go.
You got in the middle of it too, didn't you?
Well, I was a promoter.
That's right. You were the promoter.
I had to make sure things were going okay there.
Yeah,
hey, wait. Cameraman's laughing over there. Did you hear that? Quit cackling over there, cameraman.
There was some wagering going on.
By the way, professional.
This is 10 minutes before we go on stage.
Yeah.
We're real professional.
Yeah, we're real professionals here.
I think I lost $100 that night.
Okay, this is from Rick Z, Cincinnati, Ohio.
Ricky Z.
Well, where did you write door number three?
Door number three. Wow. Steve Goodman.
Yeah.
We wrote that together, so I think we wrote it in Chicago.
I would bet the quiet night. You know,
it was Quiet Night Days, and I was a little bit on the short side of change in those days because I.
Short change.
What I would make, I would spend on myself. I was a carefree Key West kid at that time, up here in the cold north. So I spent a lot of stuff. So I roomed at the Goodman house.
Oh, you did?
I lived with Steve Goodman when we wrote that song there.
Oh, nice. That's yes. Nice. That's a good story. All right.
Monte,
living troubadour back in those days.
Yeah, I was a troubadour, troubadour.
All right, Lynn M. from Columbus, Ohio. Bing and Bong, what is the weirdest thing you have ever seen from the stage in Cincinnati?
In Cincinnati.
The weirdest thing. The
weirdest thing I've seen on the stage from here.
You know.
People are so nice here.
Yeah, they are. You know?
Weird here. I've seen weird stuff up there, but not here.
Yeah, I don't really consider anything
weird. Costumes out there.
Isn't that the norm?
They're so nice to us here for 54
so
years. I'm trying to think of anything.
Nothing.
I haven't seen
any Jell-O wrestlers.
Do we have any kind of bad weather? Jell-O wrestling?
Yeah.
But that was us.
Yeah.
Us doing ourselves.
That's not them.
No.
Yeah, they're all well
Everybody's nice to us here.
Jell-O wrestlers wear? What were they wearing?
Not much.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Whipped cream, I think.
Not much.
Those were the days, my friend. Thought they never end.
It's just good, clean entertainment.
Yes, exactly.
Fun entertainment.
Yeah.
We got a show to do. We're doing
Bus Theater.
What do we got? We got another one?
We got another one. Justin G., Chicago, Illinois. Bing and Bong. Will we get the original lost verse from Margaritaville during a show sometime soon? See you at Alpine.
The lost version?
The lost verse. You know,
the lost.
Third verse.
I'll do it tonight.
Yeah,
what,
good.
The Australian verse?
No, the one that got cut when we recorded it. You know.
Which one was that?
Well, there's a...
Give it to me, Hanky.
Old men in tank tops,
cruising the gift shops.
Yeah.
Checking out cheaters
down by the shore. They dream about white loss. Could be their own boss. 3-day vacation has become such
and
a bore.
And then there's another verse.
Yes.
And then there's another verse before we go into the chorus.
Really?
Yeah, that's why I got cut.
I blew out my flip-flop?
Yeah.
No?
No, we actually, we're trying to create a hit record back then.
Oh, I got to ask you a question.
Yeah.
So, we were talking about this. Did we record Margaritaville? Margaritaville was recorded. The track was recorded in Criteria.
That's correct.
But then we went back to Nashville.
And finished it.
And when you did the little what is that?
The melodica.
The melodica.
Melodica, yeah.
And it was just sitting on the couch. And you picked it up, and Norbert said,
yeah, hit that up. We needed something in that space.
Because we were talking about the great Norbert Putnam, because he was such an aficionado and such a, he liked everything. You know, he did Fogelberg records, and they took like years. We took 4 days.
Yeah.
And he was going, this record's going to ruin my career because these guys just kind of go through it. It's just, there's not a lot of attention paid to detail. I went, that's correct.
That's right.
And it's the biggest record he ever had.
It was a 3-week endeavor, and it was 2 weeks in Miami and a week.
And it was done.
Done.
We had to go back to work. Yeah. He didn't understand.
Yeah,
but Norbert, that's good, Norbert. But it worked out okay,
it did,
right?
It did work out, yeah.
Norbert was a great producer.
Well, they are ready.
Yes.
They are ready for you.
Okay, well, anyway.
See you in Alpine Valley.
See you in Alpine on Saturday night and look forward.
Is this Saturday?
Yeah, today's Thursday.
No, this is Thursday.
Yeah, Cincinnati.
Well, okay, let's think it's, I'm thinking like it's Saturday.
Yeah, no, I know, it feels like it. That crowd is.
All right, guys, have a good one.
All right,
okay.
See you at Caddy's.
All right, we're ready.
Cable Journal.